This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There's been plenty of rain for the Iowa crops as pollination continues. We'll have more from state climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson right after this.
Parker McCollum.
Get the man I am. What kind of man do you need?
Live 2025, Friday, August 8th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Turn it down.
Multi-platinum selling artist Parker McCollum. Special guest, Josh Abbott Band. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office.
June is historically the wettest month in Iowa, and this year was no different. Heading into July, we normally expect things to dry off a little bit, but that's where things have been surprising. Dr. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for Iowa, said some farmers have actually been getting a little too much rain so far this month.
Well, this July, we've been wet, and through the first half, you look at stations across the state, some of them approaching their July totals climatologically. So a very wet and active pattern, not a lot of severe weather. Now, we've had recent, a few tornadoes and some hail and high wind events, but overall, the moisture that we've been getting, talking with farmers and producers, some of them would like a break in the action to dry out a bit. We've seen a replenishment of soil profiles, reinvigoration of soil profiles. Stream flows are up, and this, I think, will be reflected in the drought monitor depiction that will be released this week.
Glisson said this weather has been outstanding for pollination since the crops want to see plenty of cooler and wetter weather.
Temperatures have been moderate. We've had some days in which we've been up in the 80s and 90s. We've had some temperatures below average slightly. Our overnight lows have definitely been above average. Higher dew points, mugginess in the air, heavy dews in the morning, which is also a reflection of those higher dew points. The higher the dew point, the warmer those overnight temperatures can stay. So broadly, if we look at the weather patterns during pollination and tasseling, we're kind of in an ideal situation here. Maybe a slightly wet, but overall, I think we're looking very good.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.